time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. And there's nothing like a Crown forklift for picking it up and putting it down. Check them out at crown.com or call 131 604. No risk, no worries. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
I'm back, baby.
Oh, thank God.
I am a genuine 50-50 chance, but I'm back. I'm in control.
So good.
I've had to listen to the show.
Yesterday?
I said don't ding it, and you bent it out of shape.
What are you talking about? You I have no James, idea what way, you are talking about.
I will
about.
Replay.
Saw what the ratings from last night. Great show yesterday.
Low point of national radio, I believe. Like a double nerd fest.
We'll
get to the bottom of that.
Okay.
Andy Lee is going to swing by.
Oh.
He actually has details on why I missed the show. He can enlighten you. Self-inflicted, but not the way you might possibly
Righto.
Automatically jump to.
Okay.
But it's okay. There on the table. By the way, our guests on today's show, Andy Lee and Titus O'Reilly, are both appearing on the front bar Road to Tokyo
tonight.
Special edition tonight as we celebrate the Olympics.
And that's national, so that's everywhere, isn't it? All on Channel 7.
8:30. Get on board.
Beautiful.
Gone Wild is up and running.
Love
Song
it.
Whisperer. We're going to go into space. Take your calls, take your tweets. So much to get through, Dave.
Let's get into it right now. Thanks to Crown Forklifts. Go to crown.com or call 131-604.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Joined now by Merrick Watts at home on Zoom.
Hello, Mez. How are you?
Oh, great to be talking to you guys. Just great to be, talking to anyone.
Now, listen, 124 new cases today. Highest daily number in New South Wales since the outbreak. 48 were infectious. 85,000 tests. We're nearly a month into this outbreak. Are you losing your mind?
Totally. I think I've lost it. I don't even know. Do you know what? This morning, I've lost so much of my self-integrity that this morning, I nearly put deodorant on. I wasn't thinking. I grabbed a can of Rexona and began spraying. I was like, what are you doing, Mary?
What a sad man.
Wow.
It's coming.
I'm lying. You know what? It wasn't even Rexona. It was mum. It was my wife's mum.
Ladies.
Old school.
Remember the old school? Do you remember when in the men's aisle at your supermarket.
Mm.
There was two things and two things only.
Yep.
Brew 33 and Old Spice.
Yeah, that's it.
Anything beyond that was not available to you.
Didn't care about.
And they had one called Speed Stick. Remember Speed Stick?
No.
Who's putting on Speed Stick? PE teachers. PE teachers who are about to commit sex crimes. That's all you know.
Who needs it that quickly? Oh, my God. I need underarm, but I need the smell to embrace really quickly.
Speed stick.
Pass the speed stick.
Wow.
I don't know. Well, that hasn't caught on.
I lost my mind.
Now, I'm looking at you now. Now, you've come to us from your serial killer kitchen, from under a blanket in another room. Where are you now, can I ask?
I think I have actually lost it, Mick, legitimately. Mm. So I had an idea on Monday. I was bored. I've been talking to you guys and I've been in my attic. I've been spending a bit of time in my attic and I discovered that in my attic, there's no homeschooling in my attic. So what I've done, and I'm going to show you on this Zoom call, and I wish everybody could see this, I've built myself a little cubby house inside my own attic.
Oh, look at that.
No.
I've built, and it's soundproof, so I can't hear them. I literally soundproofed it.
Yeah.
So if I walk out, like you can see, like I'm in an attic now.
Oh, you are
That's
too.
An attic. Yeah,
completely.
But not here.
Okay.
I've built myself a little... I've got a little place to sit in
a cubby house.
Can I just say something? It's looking a little Silence of the Lamb to me. I can see butterflies.
100%. You should see how much lotion I have to put on my own skin.
You look to me like a man who's making a suit out of human skin in that attic, I've got to say, right now.
100%. I want to just go and get myself a little barky, yappy dog. And just extraordinary amounts of lotion.
Why not?
Not a great scent. Look, to be honest, the sad thing is, like, I've built myself a cubby.
You built yourself a cubby, mate.
It's a cubby. It's not anything else.
What's the difference between a cubby and a fort? Because I have this argument with my 9-year-old boys all the time.
I would have thought they're the same.
I know, a fort's...
Yep. I know the difference, and I can tell you really quickly.
Please, fire away, Rhys.
You don't go to sleep in a fort, but you go to sleep in a cubby.
Yes! I'm writing that down.
And you know how I know that? Because... that's where I'm sleeping tonight.
You know what you're one step away of? The floor is lava.
Oh, yeah.
You know that game? So that's you'll have it. Cushions down and you'll be jumping from the couch to the chairs to the... I'm worried about you. You're losing your mind, man.
I'm 1 minute away from getting myself a Snuggie online and just having it parked permanently in the cubby. And just having naps here with bottles of wine and people just going, what happened to Merrick?
it was a gruesome end. Now, you mentioned bottle of wine. You're a sommelier. It's my understanding that you've locked yourself down, but you have access to thousands and thousands of bottles of wine.
So, look, this is not a lie. Over the years, Mick, for over the last 20-odd years, I've been collecting wine. I've always been a big fan, and I put it away and put it away and put it away for a rainy day. Yes. Anyway, it's a rainy day. Like, it could not be more of a rainy day. It's 4 weeks into lockdown.
Yes. It's a monsoon.
And I'm incredibly tired of my own family. Like, just down to end up. The only way I can deal with them is drinking. Now, the problem there is that all of these probably – in excess of 1,000 bottles of wine.
Unbelievable. Well done.
I've got them stored, right, because I'm not an idiot. they're stored away in a facility that just happens to be 1 kilometre outside of the boundary from which I'm allowed to travel.
Oh, my God.
One kilometre.
That's worse than having no wine.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
You're so close.
Exactly right. It's seriously, you know what, it's like having 2 testicles but nothing else. You know what I mean? Like, you're so close to having what you need, but it's no good to you.
No.
It's no good to you.
I know,
like, what are you going to do with those if you don't have the thing that you need to go? It's no point.
Sure. I can see you walking around your cubby with a corkscrew, just muttering to yourself. It's not going well for you. It's really not going well for you.
It's insult to injury is what it is. Yeah. It's just like, oh,
you need to contact someone in the other zone. Get them to pick you up a bottle and then have like a handover
like
or
a part.
You know what? It's funny, Mick, you should say that because I've just organised a couple of lovely blokes. They're removalists. Now, they're coming around.
No. You've gone too far.
You've lost your mind.
Would you like to make a request before we go, Mez?
I'd like some thoughts and prayers. If you guys have got any thoughts and prayers.
Plenty of those.
Okay. Well, what about living on a prayer? Living on a prayer?
Let's get that one on. Yeah, no worries.
Good on you, Mez. We'll check in soon. Hang in there.
Bye, lads.
Yeah. Merrick Watts, it's Malloy on Triple M.
The program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Just minutes away from Andy Lee on the Front Bar Tokyo edition tonight, 8:30, Channel 7.
He will give you the guff. He knows why I was absent.
Yeah, we don't really know. You haven't said much in the office today.
Self-inflicted.
Okay.
But not what you think. It's not the usual.
Because normally it's you can have a big night out.
Let's just call it what it is, bender.
You've done that before.
But, well, that's my modus operandi.
Yeah, we do need to get to the bottom of it. So Andy's got the guff, does he? He knows.
He knows what's going on. He might be able to get it out of me.
Missed you yesterday too on the show.
Yeah, well, you sure did, going by some of the content that went to air. Now, you know me, Dave. I'm all for a nerd alert.
Yeah.
But a double nerd alert with two giant nerds talking space in my absence.
I think it was relevant. It was the big story of the day yesterday. Everybody was talking about it.
So James got together to chat about Jeff Bezos going into space. Here's what went down.
Origin.
Oh, yeah.
Kodak, you would have been watching that last night.
11 p.m. on my iPad. Jeff Bezos and his brother, as well as Wally Funk, went up to space along with an 18-year-old Dutchman. 4 minutes total over the Kármán line.
How far up's the Kármán line?
About 100 kilometres. So I think they spent more time falling back to Earth than they would have spent over the Kármán line.
I watched it and there was a bit of a hold your breath as they go up. When you light that candle, who knows what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, 52 years to the day since Neil Armstrong stepped on
the
moon.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep, and
didn't realize that.
Said those famous words, that's one small step for man. Now you've got Jeff Bezos, he's in space.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they going to say something?
You have to, 52 days to the day.
Who wants a Skittle? Oh, yeah,
good one. Who wants a Skittle?
Yeah.
Can I just say, that conversation went longer than the entire space trip. By Jeff Bezos. And
I knew you'd hear it and I knew it'd get back to you.
What is going on?
Backed ourselves in though, me
and
James.
It never occurred to you to nerd alert that conversation at any stage?
We had a couple of boys talking about space. It was fun.
Tell you what, when they light their candles. when you got over the crimson line, whatever it was.
It was the Kármán line.
Oh, pardon me. Thanks for correcting me.
Even that was a pretty spectacular trip.
I was watching it.
You watched it?
Well, yes. Between trips to the toilet. Sorry,
okay.
Coming out. What can I say is that, look, they're pioneers, right? Yeah. The Pioneers, they're getting a bad rap for this, these billionaires.
They seem to,
it looks, it looks a bit show-offy.
Yeah.
However, seriously, this planet will be a pile of shite in about 20, 30 years, and we'll need somewhere to go.
Other places.
And they are explorers, and they're doing an okay job.
Yeah,
here's the bit that got me. The only interesting thing in that whole conversation was from Jeff Bezos, where he's up. What was his opening line? Who wants a Skittle?
Yeah, who wants a Skittle?
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
133353, if you went into space, what would be your first line? You know, like you've got...
Oh, I've got one.
Neil Armstrong, or you've got the Skittles from Bezos. Yeah. What's yours?
This would be mine. Fireball.
Fireball.
Who's got the fireball?
Woo! I wouldn't have thought so. Imagine in space.
Yeah,
it's not,
but...
It's not a piss-up.
Celebrate.
It's not a road trip.
Celebrate up in space. Why wouldn't you? Knock one back.
Hello, girls. Dinner's on. That would be me beaming back to... I'm not here for a haircut.
It's not bad. I like it. Yeah. What else you got?
I've got a really bad feeling about this.
Oh, no. You don't want to say that one when you're up there.
133353. Okay. Shall we?
Yeah,
get into
it. All
come
right.
on. Let us know.
What are your first words if you're in space?
If you're in space.
Yes.
Not a prize.
Get involved.
Get
Andy
the
Lee to come
out,
up. It'll be ready to go to.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Titus O'Reilly coming up soon as well. Andy Lee on Malloy.
He's in here right now.
Yeah.
He's
right now.
Radio royalty in the House of M's. Thanks for swinging by, Andy.
Come on in early, eh?
Well,
welcome
for this evening.
You ran in and you said, I know Buzz Aldrin. So he's on your phone, isn't he? He's
one second man to walk on the moon.
Second man to walk on the moon because we're talking about the latest moon flight. Mm. Jeff Bezos.
With Origin.
And his first words, which were...
He wants this.
Who wants a Skittle?
Who wants a Skittle?
Who wants a Skittle? Do you reckon he's worked on that, or it's just come to him naturally at the time?
He would have had a list of 200 lines, and he's chosen that one.
I'll run it up. What would you say the first thing you'd say?
I'd say front bar Tokyo edition tonight, 8:30.
Good, strong,
very strong.
Channel 7, keep mistaken.
It's got to be a huge show.
Big show tonight, but we're talking... I heard you guys talking about first lines of the moon. We had Buzz Aldrin on our show back in the day, Hamish and I, second man to walk on the moon.
Yes. Mm.
And he kept wanting to talk about his line that he said. And he,
what do you mean?
And he was a bit too old. Like, with all respect to a guy that's done, you know, obviously pioneered space travel, he was probably a bit old to have on, right? And he kept going, and I said this, and this is where I said the line. And we're like, we don't remember your line.
We don't remember.
No one knows. He said, beautiful, beautiful, magnificent desolation. He goes, and that's when it came to me. And we're like, I still don't remember it now. Like, I had to look it up, like, on my way in here. He was so proud of his lines. And Neil Armstrong has absolutely smashed it out of the park just before.
You don't go on after that.
No.
I wouldn't have
taken the step on. I would have just let Neil do it by himself.
That's right.
When did you interview Buzz?
Buzz would have been, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Wow.
Because he can get cranky. He can get, as you said, he's an old man, and he can. And one of my favourite clips is him when a conspiracy theorist...
moon landing denier.
Oh, right.
Basically jumps him as he's entering a building to give him a mouthful and gets more than he deserved from Buzz.
Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon?
We'll call the police.
You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't. Calling the kettle black, if you ever thought of it. Saying
Will
I misrepresented
get it
myself.
Away from me.
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
Oh, wow. Right in the kisser.
In space, no one can hear you scream, but on Earth, you're in a lot of trouble. Oh. That's one small punch for Buzz. John's on the line. Can you mind sitting in on this with us?
Magnificent dislocation of his jaw.
The eagle has landed. My fist has landed. John, what would your first line in space be? Let's go back to the original first Dave, please. Which is
who wants a Skittle?
Who wants a Skittle?
Who wants a Skittle? From the richest man in the world floating above the earth. John, what would yours be?
John.
John, not there. Keep moving.
Okay.
Peter's on the line. Mm-hmm. Peter, what would your first line in space be?
Mine would be who wants a Polly Waffle?
Okay.
Are you not a Skittle man? You just want to...
No, not a Skittle man, but there's all sorts of... ramifications from a Polly Waffle floating around.
Oh, hang on. Take it to a grubby spot.
There's no waffles. No waffles stomping in space.
No.
Peter, nothing for you.
Nothing for you.
Matt, your first words in space would be?
Go the Blues!
All right. Now, Blues as in the State of Origin team or Andy Lee's Carlton.
Yeah.
It's actually for State of Origin, mate.
Damn it. Yeah, release, kick him off the spacecraft.
Well, makes more sense.
Yeah, does it?
It does make more sense. Hey, yep. Duke him.
A case of Brick Lane draft on its way for you there, Matt.
All right.
Good on you, Matt.
Laurel's on the line. Laurel, what would your first line in space be?
Who the hell booked this mystery trip?
Brilliant.
Very good, Laurel. Duke
it,
Dave.
A case of Brick Lane, and also tickets for you to go see Chopper, the 20th anniversary of the iconic movie, August 26th in
cinemas. That's an Australian classic, by the way.
Chopper? Mm-hmm.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Mushroom Pictures, but that is some of the great performances.
Eric Banner. Yeah.
Eric Banner in a brilliant tour de force. Sean. Sean's on the line.
What,
first line you'd say in space, Sean?
I think I've got to lock the front door.
You'd be on your mind the whole time, wouldn't it?
I can see my house from here.
It's getting burgled.
It's getting burgled. Did I leave the iron on? All right. Well done, Sean. Alan's on the line. Alan, first line, please.
G'day. All right, boys. First line would be I'd call my wife and say, look, babe, I told you I was out of this world.
Oh. And then she would leave you. And you would be in space. I'm not going to be high and I'm going to be late.
I tell you what, when wives are cheating on partners and you're worried that they're going to come home, she's got days, doesn't she?
Yeah,
your husband's in space. That's why. Surely the door is open.
That's why I always thought the most thankless role in film was the astronaut's wife, because it's all about the astronauts. Yeah. And basically, as a woman and an actor, you basically get to sit on the edge of the bed watching the news reports, being surrounded by a couple of friends.
Occasionally looking up at the moon.
Looking up at the moon.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're out and about, putting it about, getting a bit of action.
Sure.
That would be the ultimate moon story, wouldn't it?
Of course.
What's going on? Back at home. Hi, honey, I'm home.
Oh, really?
There's a naked guy jumping out of a window at the back of the house. All right, you're onto something here, Lee.
Frank. Wrap this up for us, Frank.
Come on, Frank.
Yeah, no worries. By the shape of that rocket, I'd be singing Sky Rocket Inside. Afternoon delight.
Oh, I would have given it to you, but you just broke at the end.
That's it.
Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane coming your way there as well, Frank, courtesy of Malloy.
I don't think we're going to see Frank on The Voice coming up.
No chance. Andy Lee's with us. He's going to stick around. More with Andy right after Hole and Malibu. Malloy, Triple M.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
Andy Lee's with us. By the way, Front Bar Tokyo edition starts tonight, airs tonight, 8:30 nationally on Channel 7. Yourself.
You okay to go,
Mick?
Oh, yeah.
Mate, I am.
Are you medical sub tonight?
I'm not a medical sub. I've never felt fitter.
Really? Because yesterday you weren't on this show.
Yeah, what happened? We don't know. None of us have been informed.
Okay, so
I know what happened. That's why I'm leaning.
Can you help us out?
All right, so me and Andy eat at the same establishment, Jimmy's. Yep. It's a great place on Swan Street, Demetrius Feast. Best food.
Yeah, it's great.
So he's making me jealous. So last Friday, last day of lockdown, I said, Jimmy, give me food for a week.
Right.
Because I was going to go down to the coast.
He normally eats there every single night, Mick, so you needed to stock up.
I was going to lock down. At the last minute, I decided not to lock down. I'd lock down uptown, but I don't have a freezer. Mm. I've only got a fridge.
Okay.
So the last 5 days have been a race against time. Now, yes, last night, or was it Wednesday night?
Tuesday night.
Which is 5 days in.
Yeah.
Ooh. I've had a look at 3 lamb rissoles. Freelance says, and some chorizo sausage, uncooked. And I thought, I'm going to go this.
Oh. An uncooked sausage?
Mate, it's the best cabana in the world. So anyway, 1 o'clock I wake up to that Homer Simpson gurgling sound. And ever since then, it was a race against time, back and forth.
I told Beck this story because she's like, is Mick going to be all right for the show tonight for Front Bar?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, no, it's all right. It's a quick one. She goes, why? Why so quick? And I told her the story. And she goes, that'd be you if I wasn't around. Straight away.
Well, mate, Andy, I famously got food poisoning from, and you're not going to believe my luck, but coming home drunk, 4 in the morning, going to a 24-hour service station, and buying some braised steak from the hot vending machine.
The vending machine?
It's a vending machine that's hot that clearly has been turned on and off at the end of every night. And what could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
Wake up on my corridor floor at 4 in the morning. like crawling up the. Anyway, had a happy ending.
I've obviously got the front bar Tokyo tonight.
And you're hosting, by the way. Yes. You'll do a great job. Done. We're in safe hands.
Well, Grant Hackett, Raelene Boyle, Anna Mears, an amazing story behind her Olympic record.
Incredible. She's a star.
But you're coming in a little underdone because of a rissole.
Sure.
I've had some news today.
Yeah.
Where I thought about ringing in and just taking emotional leave and saying, can't
come. No more. What are you talking about?
Bex said to me this afternoon, just so you know, Paris and Nick's wedding coming up. And I was like, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. She goes, it's on grand final day.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that incredible?
Can you get divorced before you're married? Is it okay to...
Who's getting married on grand final?
Did he miss a meeting?
I don't know. What is going on here? And so I was just perplexed. So my first question was, well, am I expected to go? And she said, yes, I expect you to go.
And she's a maid of honour.
Yeah, she is. I don't think I'm obligated to go under the international rules of weddings.
I reckon you're right.
And sporting events. I think I'm obligated to go. So I wanted to ask everybody out there, what's the number, Dave?
133353.
133353.
What should Andy do?
A, am I obligated to go?
Mm.
B, what compensation should I get, not from my partner, but from the wedding party? What should they be adding to the ceremony to entice me to come, entice everybody to come?
The good news is your team won't be in it. So that's what you've got going for.
We've still got a sniff. Mathematically possible.
Mathematically, you can still miss this wedding. Can I say, Santo told me a beauty. I think it was the World Cup, and it might have been Iran, Iraq, or a similarly big game. Mm. His cousin, Enrico, was getting married, and it was on that day. Right. And he said, and Santo, they all got the chat from the girls the day before going, do not ruin this wedding. You are going to the wedding and you will enjoy the wedding and it will be great.
Yes.
Anyway, all the blokes have got earpieces, right? And so halfway through the vows here, and do you tell this, 80 men go, yes! And start roaring with laughter as they all blow up. Okay, all right. What are your obligations? Do you need to go?
Yep.
Advice from the girls and the boys for Andy Lee, because this has implications not just for the married couple, but you and Beth.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of stakeholders.
She's already going to be losing points on this one, although she is in a surplus.
This is Malloy. Front Bar Tokyo edition tonight, 8:30, Channel 7 with Andy Lee, who's in studio right now with us on Malloy.
Reset your story, please. Yeah. This has got me absolutely sweating.
We're all tense.
I'm flummoxed. I'm tense. This needs a resolution.
Beck, my partner, has just told me that she is in the bridal party for a wedding that happens to be on grand final day coming.
Wow.
And I said, am I obliged to go?
As you would ask.
Yeah, and she laughed like I was going for a joke. Mm. And when I didn't laugh, she went, oh, you're serious. And what I want to know is, on 133353, am I obliged to go? Or what kind of compensation should the wedding party, the bride and groom, be offering to those that do go? What kind of incentives?
Right.
Marie, you can kick us off. What's your thoughts?
Oh, Andy should definitely go to the grand final.
Yes, Marie. I'd marry you, Marie.
I wouldn't go to my own wedding if I had tickets to the grand final.
I do go, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane Draft on its way to you, Marie. Thanks for calling. That's awesome.
Good. The correct response.
See, it's not gender-based.
No, it's not.
This topic.
It's not. No, it's both parties. Yeah. What do you want to do? It's grand final.
Matt, thoughts?
Andy, there's no way you need to go. You're a little bit different. You've got VIP tickets, no doubt, for the grand final, but throwing some heat, your boys aren't going to be in there. So 2017, my wife's cousin got married on grand final day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hate the day now because we lost to Richmond. All right. But why didn't go to the wedding? I went to the reception afterwards. Minus one leg, I was a bit legless. So,
Is that okay?
What was the lasting implications of not going to the wedding from your partner?
Well, from my side, there was nothing. But if I had to go, I wasn't going to even go to the reception. So that was a compromise. I had to miss the wedding, the ceremony.
It's not a compromise. That's a win-win. that's the way to go. And so that worked out. Okay, that's interesting. So that's positive. You could. Mm. Good luck pitching that. Yeah. I'm not coming.
I'm going to get a lawyer to pitch that for me. Or Waleed Ali is my representative. You know,
this is going to be very sensitive negotiations, whatever way you look.
Pete, talk me through it. Where am I sitting on this one?
Andy, I reckon you could go on one provision that the bridal party put a huge screen on top of where their reception area is, and everyone can watch it, and they can cheer and scream while the whole reception's going on, even during speeches, mate. During speeches.
Oh, well, you're a madman. Pete, you're single, aren't you?
No, I'm married. That's why I'm saying it.
Oh, good, Pete, yes. Yeah, the perfect wedding planner, Pete. Wayne,
could they move the time? Would they move the time so that you could say, okay, we get it's got to happen, but can we go to the game?
That's a great call. In fact, Pete might be onto something. Mm. We maybe ceremony first, and everyone waits around for photos.
Exactly.
Why don't they nick off and do photos while the game's on, provide beer in a big screen.
Beer in a big screen.
Until it's finished.
They can go and
knock yourself out with their
on the marriage, do them.
We get the idea.
Wayno, what do you think?
I think you should go and wear your footy colours and stream it on your phone during the reception. And also stand there and you should have a can of Brick Lane in your hand.
Oh, you better duke him.
You better get a case of Brick Lane then for that little plug.
Mate, and tie some streamers to the Brick Lane.
Sid, what do you think? Seems unanimous that I've got to get something.
No. Sid.
Yo.
What are you thinking?
Mate, I'm reckoning that you're obliged to go.
Okay.
Keep the happy house, but then as soon as you sign the guest book, you duck down to the front bar and watch the game.
Not bad.
So you sign in and do a runner.
That's a very good idea.
Like you're clocking on at work.
Then, and Sid, I'll wear a generic suit. So, I'll sit up the back. In fact, I'll ring a guy that I know is going and go, what suit are you wearing?
That's good.
Wear the same suit.
What about fake Andy? Let's audition fake Andys.
Substitute
like a seat filler. Like they have at the Oscars or something.
That's a great idea because Beck's in the bridal party. She's up the front.
Yeah, she's on the front. She can't sit next to you.
If we get Jason Biggs.
From a distance, what's her eyesight like? Can she pick you out of a crowd?
Jason Biggs to come and be doppelganger Andy. Probably not. He's probably very cheap.
I would get Matt Preston. I would sign in, do a runner, and get Matt Preston to say, now, Matt, you've got to sit there at least till three-quarter time. Duke him.
Case of Brick Lane for you, Sid. Thanks for calling, mate.
Raylene, thoughts?
Definitely doesn't have to go, and the reason why is the bride and groom organised it on grand final day, so it reduced their numbers and their costs. So, no, don't feel guilty, don't go.
Oh, so I'm doing a favour for them.
Absolutely.
Raylene, you are onto this.
You are.
They are deliberately trying to weed out.
Keep numbers down.
Yeah, oh, smart. So I'm a hero for going. Is that what you're saying?
You're doing the right thing your partner, your relationship, and their marriage. Duke, don't.
We're going to give you a case of Brick Lane and also tickets to go see Chopper, the 20th anniversary, August 26th in cinemas. Well done to you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Boot it home.
Steve, bring it home for us, Steve.
Mate, Andy, you're a young man. You're young enough to start a new relationship.
Oh, Steve,
that's the confidence I needed.
I think you need to go now.
Beck, if you're listening.
It's Andy off. Lee is joining us. By the way, Front Bar Tokyo Edition tonight.
Mate. See you tonight, bud.
8:30 nationally on Channel 7. Grant Hackett, Anna Mears, Raylan Boyle, Titus O'Reilly, Sam Pang.
Yes.
Andy and Mick. Should be a great show.
Come on.
Song Whisper up next, then Titus Malloy, Triple M.
This is Malloy.
All right, big second hour coming up. But before that,
Song
Whisper. Jay Mondo. Synopsis, please.
All right, a 90s Midwestern alternative pop rock band's attempt at relevance.
What?
Also known as One Hit Wonder. It's a mishmash of dated pop culture references, including a 90s Ralph Lauren model, a 70s heartthrob actor, Jack Dawson, Mr. Pink, a bearded tenor, a former swimsuit model, the former mayor of Carmel, California, and Fire Marshal Bill.
You didn't talk it up. You've actually just had a real whack at the song that... You're not a fan of the song?
It's catchy. You'll recognize it.
But it's One Hit Wonder, the band, you know, a bit trite, you reckon. It's just a mishmash of cliches.
The danger of pop culture references is they date. They don't necessarily date all that well.
Jeez, I've never seen you hoe into a song like this
before. I just call it like I see it.
Dave, have you got anything?
Well, I was going with Man on the Moon from REM until you said One Hit Wonder because they mentioned Andy Kaufman.
Well, that's the opposite of a One Hit Wonder.
Well, that's what I said then. I said
I
was going to say REM.
I see where you were going with it. Yeah,
90s alternative. I was kind of,
On air, guys.
Okay.
On air. Have you got something?
That was it. My Man on the Moon. That was the only one I had. The Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon. This is Jeff Bezos they're talking about.
It's the original conspiracy theorist.
Jeff Bezos, but seriously, the guy's wearing a blue jumpsuit and a cowboy hat. He's thought that through.
Yeah, it's very Dr. Strange.
Very Dr. Strange.
It was, wasn't it?
Exactly. Yes, all right.
This is Malloy. To gather back around your wireless people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
Jeez, what? We're off to a fly.
Here we go.
I don't know what you were doing there. If I can hear voices. It sounds.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, well, hey, we'll roll into it. The big second hour. Tyce O'Reilly coming up.
Love it.
He's on Front Bar tonight. Tokyo edition. 8:30 Channel 7. Gone Wild. Up and running. Jay's niece is at it again.
Oh, no.
We'll get on to that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. A lot to get through. Let's go. Strong wish for a time.
All right.
Jay.
A 90s Midwestern alternative pop rock band's attempt at relevance, also known as a one-hit wonder. A mishmash of dated pop culture references, including a 90s Ralph Lauren model, a 70s heartthrob actor, Jack Dawson, Mr. Pink, a bearded tenor, a former swimsuit model, the former mayor of Carmel, California, and Fire Marshal Bill.
He's thrown everything in there.
It's all
they?
In there.
Hey, what are they doing?
Yeah,
was it a successful song in its time?
I think in its time, yeah. I mean,
so
why are we playing it?
Why are we playing it?
Well, it's something different.
So it's not on our song list all the time?
I think the Triple M randomizer.
The randomizer?
Pluck this one out.
Pluck this one out. Out of the fire.
You know,
sounds like it's on the bugle.
No.
Sounds like it's on the nose.
No.
We don't play songs that are on the bugle.
That's right.
What are you talking about?
You're going to get into this?
On, Dave.
Your toes will be tapping.
Pants
tell you that.
Fire. The toes will be tapping.
Toes will be tapping.
And if you don't have any toes.
People will be singing.
You've got an answer for everything. Song wish, but Dave. Dave, you, what? What's the song?
Okay, lads, I reckon it could be 1 Week by the Bare Naked Ladies. It's been 1 week since
you looked at me. Sounds like that's the type of song it is.
You would be tapping your toes to that song?
Yeah.
Not correct.
Oh, not right.
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry, luck, Dave. Thanks for getting us rolling, though. Dave 2.
I'm another Dave.
Dave, it's a common name.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a common name.
Pretty hot.
Especially if you're a surf. You know what I mean? If you're the
like an 18th century surf.
Stop it. Dave,
you're working class.
No, it's not working class.
You are. Yeah,
not necessarily. David is not working class. Dave, maybe.
Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Gentlemen and Mick.
Oh,
there he goes.
Dave, that wasn't designed at you so much as Dangerous Dave.
This one here.
It's all the other Daves.
It's all the other Daves out there. We're rooting for you.
I hate David. Someone says David, my eyebrows are slipped.
Yeah,
okay, David, song points.
Is it Steeler's Wheel Stuck in the Middle with You? Clowns to the left of me,
jokers to the right, here I am. Would you classify that as a one-hit wonder, Steeler's Wheel? Name their other songs, boys.
I don't.
And you would say that because of your reference to Mr. Pink?
Yeah, is that
correct?
Right? Yeah. But it's not.
Dave?
That's all. You know,
sorry, Dave, you went to... What were you doing?
You're not giving Dave's a great rep, right?
Jesus.
Sorry, Dave.
No. Oh, he's not.
No.
It's not.
Already done it.
No.
Right. Bad luck, Dave. Jenny's on the line. Come on, Jenny. Talk some sense into everyone. What's the song?
Well, I'd love to, but I misheard the first part, so I'm wrong anyway.
Far away. What's your song?
I was going to say, We Didn't Start the Fire, Billy Joel.
Oh, great song.
One-hit wonder. In my eyes, he was.
Well,
Stormfront from 1989, I believe.
And why? Because it mentions all the names.
Oh, there's lots of pop culture
references.
Here it
is. Turn up, don't you hear me say that often. Dylan, Berlin, Bay of Pigs Invasion. Mr. Saint Arabia, British Beast Romania.
Old Miss John Glenn. Malcolm X. Oh, it stopped.
It's a great song. It's a great song, but Jenny.
It's a good song.
It is a good song.
It's not a good song.
Not correct.
It is a good song.
Ah, yeah.
Look, there's a couple on Allentown all around.
Allentown.
that was really disappointing, but it was a bit,
very working class song.
It?
Yeah, Allentown.
Working class. It was depressing.
Well, yeah, but it was about a steel mill closing
got
down.
The black cough just listening to that song, listening to that album.
Sad times in Philadelphia. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for cheering me.
Okay.
Up.
Well, you brought it in.
John's on the line. John, what are you thinking?
I was going to go with Lullaby from Sean Mullins.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't be that song.
I interviewed this guy once.
Please. I don't want to hear that. It used to be my karaoke song. Right? You know when you've sung the song too many times?
Yeah. Yeah. Not Sean Mullins. Sorry, John.
I'm going to duke you anyway, mate.
Yeah.
John gets a case of Brick Lane Draft.
Available. Sean, come on, Sean. What are we thinking?
I think it's Hey Leonardo by Blessed Union of Souls. She likes me for me. Not because
I look like Tyson Beckford with the charm of Robert Beckford. Well, and why do you say that, Sean?
They've got the 90s underwear model, Tyson Beckford, the 70s actor, Robert Redford, and Pavarotti.
Well, you've done your own work.
Yeah. Wow. Do you Jack like Dawson do you like is Leonardo? Song?
Not really.
Oh, well, you seem to
know a lot about it. You know what I mean? What do you pop it on the bedroom?
Correct.
Oh, he's got it right.
Oh, jeez. What the hell?
Just went for it.
You're absolutely right, Sean.
Never heard of them.
Yes, you have. Blessed Union of Souls.
You recognize the song. Your toes were tapping.
Yeah, my toes were not tapping.
This will be your next karaoke song.
I would rather Bert Newton style lose all my toes than tap along to that.
Out of control. Hey, $200 to go shopping at the Neverland store. Neverlandstore.com.au is the website. $200 there. And we'll also get you some tickets to go see Chopper, the 20th anniversary of that iconic movie. Well done, Sean. Let's hear it now. It is Hey Leonardo. Malloy, Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Tonight, 8:30, Channel 7, the Front Bar Tokyo edition. I can't wait to watch this. I know it's going to be great.
You're on it. The wait.
You got Sam Pang, you've got Andy Lee.
Do you know the problem is?
What's that?
We've got on three of the greatest Olympians, Australian Olympians of all time. Mm. So we've got on Grant Hackett, check.
Yeah.
Raylene Boyle, check.
Amazing.
Anna Mears, check.
So good.
And following those three,
yep.
Our next guest, Titus O'Reilly.
Titus.
Oh, I was the 1953 Oz kicker of the year. So,
is that, yeah, what's your Olympic bona fides? Yeah. I know you've written a few books on the topic.
I once bumped into Rob DiCostella at the local newsagent.
That's pretty good.
You are Dicks. In. It's exciting to have you on. It's going to be a great show nationally at 8:30. Yeah. We're so excited to be doing it. Mm. Just ahead of the opening ceremony, is there an opening ceremony in Olympic history that stands out for you?
Well, my favourite moment of an opening ceremony was at the 36 Berlin Olympics, which were Hitler's Olympics.
Of course, yes.
Not because of a fondness for Hitler or anything, but they released a bunch of pigeons in the stadium before, and then they, as part of the ceremony, they also... A second later, shot a cannon, and it made all the pigeons relieve themselves on the Nazis below.
What a great story. Wow.
That's, what do you call it? Schadenfreude?
Yeah, it's it.
Yes. Whatever the German term is, something
appropriate. They were word for everything, those Germans.
I reckon the cauldrons has caused the demise of a lot of birds in history. I think one of them, there was seagulls, or was it the Australian one? Right. All of a sudden, boom, the cauldron's been lit.
Right.
And there's charred birds.
Feathers.
Like all over the joint.
The South Korea one, they'd released all the doves and they went and landed on the Olympic cauldron and then they lit it. So they used to use in the shooting that in the 1912 Olympics they used live pigeons
instead of clay pigeons,
and the only reason they stopped because back in 1912 animal rights weren't really a thing. The only reason they stopped is it was too messy to clean up afterwards, so they stopped.
Do you know what? I love watching the shooting. It's one of those. I'm a big fan, Titus, of all the events you only watch once every 4 years, and that's what the Olympics is to me. And shooting's one of those. I wish there's a little tweak. I'd make it a little more modern, like something for the sawn off. something for the sawn off. Or maybe what about the drive-by? You just all of a sudden shooting road signs. I don't know. Am I the only one thinking about this?
Yeah, give them an Uzi and a Monaro and get them to drive past someone.
And off you go. Well, I tell you what... great news overnight. Not wholly surprising, by the way. It's very hard to act excited and surprised from the Queensland contingents when they were announced as the 32 hosts of the Olympics. Were you watching it?
I was. I couldn't have been more excited because by 2032, Sydney will be just getting out of this lockdown. Melbourne will be getting out of their 200th lockdown, and WA would have seceded and now be their own country. So it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be interesting. I'm trying to work out what the demonstration sports might be. I'm thinking poo jogging.
Oh, right.
I think that would be a good one to introduce at Olympic level. What about mascots? Have you thought of a...
Yeah, I think they should bring in a Bjelke Petersen sort of...
Joe, or a
Russ Hines sort of the old Russ Hines.
What about the Bundy Bear? Just get permission from the Bundy Bear to turn up.
Yeah.
Well, there's this the stingray that killed the crocodile hunter.
Oh, well, that's.
Okay.
Who knows?
I'm the bad guy, am I?
No, I'm with you. I like any ill thought out
Stingy
sports.
Yeah, look, here comes Stingy. What did Stingy do?
Any ill-thought-out promo is for me. I mean, in the NBA Finals, a pub said free shot every time Giannis hits a free throw, and he hit 17.
Oh, I wish I'd been there.
Pub in Wisconsin, so every punter in there got 17 shots.
That's the way we like it. Hang about, yep. Titus. We're going to ask you more. Pick your brain. How about Olympics, past, future, and present?
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy on Triple M.
The Front Bar Tokyo Edition on Channel 7, 8:30 tonight. Titus is on with you, Mick. You've got Andy Lee. You've got Sam Pang. You've got some Olympians on the show as well. So get around that tonight, Channel 7.
Indeed. Is there a favourite team that sticks out for you? Who do you barrack for when you watch the Olympics, Titus?
Well, I've not only got a favourite team, I've got a favourite ever in all of it. It's the 1932 Olympics and the Brazilian team.
Okay.
And the 36 Olympics were in Los Angeles. Depression's on. No one's got any money. And the Brazilian government is literally bankrupt. So they can't afford to send them. So one of their government officials has the good idea of thinking, you know what we've got lots of, though? Coffee. So they put 25 tons of coffee on a boat and they set sail with 69 athletes on it. And they said to the athletes, on the way, stop at all the ports and sell the coffee to fund your trip. They stop at Antigua first, not one bean of coffee. They get to the Panama Canal and they can't afford to go pay the toll to go through it. There's a rule that warships go free through the Panama Canal. So before they left, they put one cannon on the front of this passenger ship. So they try to convince the Panamanians that this is a warship, and the Panamanians laugh. So they wire back and get the money sent for the toll. They then stop at all the ports along the way from west coast of Mexico and America, and they get to Los Angeles, and through their coffee sales, they've raised $24. And back then in 1936, it costs $1 tax to enter the US, so they could only, out of the 69 athletes, they could only offload 24 of them.
Oh, that's hilarious. There's a process I'd like to see.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, so the rest of them all stayed on the ship, and their first event, the water polo team got in a fight with the umpire and got it beat up and got arrested and put in jail. So that was, and they didn't win a single medal. So that was my favourite ever team.
A great story. What I'm looking forward to the Queensland Olympics. Are the cost prohibitive? Is there any idea? What are your thoughts on the costs associated with the Olympics?
Well, Japan started off with a budget of $12 billion and it's now $26
billion.
Wow. It took Montreal 30 years to pay off theirs, 30 years to pay off their debt in 1976. They paid it off in 2006. And Athens... Athens and the Greeks, we all know, very good financially, but they went $15 billion over budget. And it works out to $80,000 per taxpayer that it costs them to have the Olympics. And in Sochi, when they opened, they were so behind because Sochi, where the Winter Olympics is, I don't know if you know, but Sochi's on the Black Sea. It's the only semi-tropical place in
That's
Russia.
Right. But it happens to be owned by Putin, I think.
It used to be Stalin's favourite beachside resort. And when athletes showed up, there were packs of wild dogs running through the through the Olympic Village.
Oh, there's your opening ceremony. Yeah, I mean, what do you want for your money?
Catch a wild dog. There's the shotgun.
There it is. We love it. Hey, Titus, thanks for swinging by. We'll see you tonight on the Front Bar Tokyo Edition on Channel 7 at 8:30.
By the way, Titus O'Reilly shot the lights out on the cheap seats on Tuesday night.
It was
Channel 10.
Very good hit out on Channel 10. Are you happy?
Oh, well, you're never happy. You're always one show at a time, you know, sort of my attitude.
That's right.
Well, you're pretty much whoring around on every network at the moment, so good on you.
Yeah, well done,
Tyler. I like your style, and the cheap seats, a great debut, and we'll be back. Same time, is it 9 o'clock next Tuesday?
9 o'clock Tuesday, yeah.
All right.
Well done, Titus. It's Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Gone Wild.
It's been a while.
Today is a special aquatic edition, Dave.
Oh, right.
We're looking into the ocean.
Okay.
Two-thirds of the Earth's surface, thereabouts.
Two-thirds?
I might be quantifying.
It's a lot.
Well, it's a lot, mate. Yeah, There's a lot of stuff floating around, swimming around in there. Now, listen.
What?
One of the great things in this country is, I believe the most Australian thing you can do is punch a shark right in the face.
It's happened before.
It's happened before. Mm. But the PC Brigade want to stamp all this out. They reckon our attitude to sharks is too aggressive, and they want to dispel the man-eating monster perception, which is hard to spell when they're eating men.
what are you talking about?
Mate, I'm not joking.
Australians have been told to steer clear of the term shark attack in favour of interactions. Officials are keen to change the misrepresentation of sharks as mindless killers.
Okay, what's happening?
So instead of saying there's a shark attack, you now say I've had a negative encounter.
That's bull.
With a shark. How negative? He took my leg off! Is that negative enough for you?
It's a shark attack.
Squid
End sung a song about it. It's called Shark Attack.
Well, it's not anymore. It's called Negative Encounter.
Can't do it.
You can't do it. The film Jaws, which is the greatest film about shark attacks in the world.
Of course.
Imagine, we'll have to revisit that whole film.
Get Spielberg back on. Yeah, take a listen.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution.
Watch out! She's having a negative encounter!
We've got a panic on our hands.
It's just another shark interaction.
We're not only going to have to close the beach, we're going to have to hire somebody to kill the shark.
But I'll catch him.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Hold on tight, it's a negative encounter!
None of man's fantasies of evil can compare with the reality of Jaws.
I mean, that doesn't have quite the same...
So, I'm happy to go back in the water after hearing that.
I'm happy to go back in the water. I'll just flap about.
I'm going
to start stamping it, creating attention.
Rub myself in fish to attract a shark. Terrible.
Mick Fanning had a negative encounter with a shark. Jesus Christ.
That's gone too far. That's gone too far.
You can't do anything in the world these days.
I'm furious about that.
I just want to punch a shark right in the face.
Don't
do it, Mickey. Don't do it. Hey, also, this is a new one. We're going to a US lake. A giant goldfish problem has emerged. People are flushing their goldfish down the toilet. Mm. They're going into the waterways. They're not dying. They're becoming giant mutant goldfish. There's a goldfish here the size of a Murray cod. I'm looking at it. Look at that.
That's... Wow. Oh, my God. Look at the size of that thing.
Mate, I'm just glad goldfish only have 8 seconds of memories, so he doesn't remember how fat he is. Oh, my God, I'm so fat. Oh, hello, I'm just swimming around. Oh, my God, I'm so fat. Life's good. Oh, my God, I'm so fat.
I believe goldfish, they grow to their body of water. So that's the reason why they're small, because you have them in a small fish tank. You put them in the wild, they grow to the body of water.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's why...
Put one in the Hoover Dam, and you've got like a Migaloo-style goldfish. Speaking of aquarium fish, Jay has joined us. Jay, you have more bad tidings.
My niece Olivia has been keeping fish as pets for the last 15 months. She started with Moonlight.
Not very successfully. Obviously.
Moonlight did not live. Yeah. Moonlight 2 replaced Moonlight 1. Moonlight 2 did not live. Mm-hmm. Spots and Buttercup were the next fish.
Sure.
They both died. Yeah. Then we had Lemon, Orange, and Lime.
Mm.
Don't tell me.
Lime is gone.
Lime is gone.
Oh, not Lime.
Lime had a negative interaction.
With Olivia.
With Olivia.
She's not the Lone Ranger. Now, are these gruesome? I've told you, this is the making of a serial killer. Watch anything on the Crime Channel, and every serial killer worth his salt...
Starts.
...has worked his way up from a fish to a cat.
Yeah.
And maybe something wild.
Well...
And then...
Is there any fish left?
There are a couple of fish, I believe.
Do not get another one.
Orange and Lemon are still, you know, they're still going around. Mm.
Get one of these fatty goldfish.
Yeah. A giant.
There's a goldfish with a pop belly. It's massive. I like that goldfish. Yeah. Mate, can you, don't get her any more fish.
Can you eat
goldfish? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's a good suggestion.
What's her attitude towards Olivia? Is she aware that there's a problem here, or is she okay with it?
Olivia understands that the fish are tough. Dr. Chris told us that as well. They're not good start pets.
For kids.
That's right. Olivia,
but she's onto it now. She knows whatever happens. There's another one coming down the pike.
She's good.
I think she needs to know this one's called Lasty. He's the last. He's the last one. Hey, well, keep us updated, please. It's a gruesome body count.
It's not great.
It's not great. No, there's fish fingers for dinner every night around at your place.
I wonder whether you can eat goldfish. Can you? Because
you seem fascinated by those.
Look at the size of that
thing.
For
a bloke who wouldn't spend $56 on a family pack at a fish and chip shop, you seem very intrigued about that. Hey, can I leave you with a headline, which is now joining my pantheon of favourite headlines? Right now, this is the headline I love. It's just been added. It's not what it looks like. Ottawa man caught with pants down in pony stall.
Oh, no.
That's right up there now with Russian sausage king killed with crossbow in home sauna. Yes. Man arrested after allegedly swinging full colostomy bag at Kid Rock's bar. Sex Pistols star Johnny Rotten bitten by a flea on his penis after rescuing squirrels. And Gordon Ramsay's dwarf porn double found dead in badger's den. Welcome aboard.
That's
not what it looks like. Ottawa man caught with pants down in pony stall.
That's gone wild. For the drive home, this is Malloy. Thanks to Crown Forklifts. There's nothing like a Crown Forklift for picking it up and putting it down.
Play it, Dave. Play it. Jeez.
There is nothing like a Crown for picking it up and putting it down.
I joined in on the bass, on the baritone.
You've got the voice for it.
I do. Yeah. I love Crown. You know that. Their forklifts are second to none. They're the best in the world. I love the way they roll, whether you're in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide or Perth.
Never far away.
Or our regional towns, Wollongong, Newcastle, Orange, Townsville, Gold Coast, Toowoomba, Mackay, Albury.
They're everywhere.
Bunbury. You're an idiot. If you don't wander down, say I sent you. Hi. Right, okay. Mick said to swing by,
so
say hello.
In.
You might
have
something on the showroom floor that suits me.
Maybe your counterbalance or something like that, or your petrol forklift or your LPG. Doesn't matter.
Well, you just tell them what you want and they'll make it happen. Something from the Encore range. Something you want to drive away.
Yes.
Something you want to take for a test drive. They will look after you. The team down there, big hello to the whole family, the Crown family.
They love the little shout-outs
I feel
too.
Part of, by the way.
Oh, well, you are part of the family.
Well, it is. I hope I get invited to the Christmas party.
Right.
I'll be arriving on a Crown forklift because that's the way to roll, baby. Okay, Dave, here's
Tell
the
me.
Best bit.
What's up?
And I can't believe I'm telling you this. Strap yourself in, people. End these troubled times, and a lot of people have lost their jobs. And I'm about to spell this out for you. This is a unique opportunity. Crown are hiring.
Oh, my God.
Crown are hiring. Listen to this. Crown are always looking for talented workshop and field technicians.
Jeez.
So if any tradie out there with mechanical or auto electrical skills is looking for a change, well, not just any change, moving to Crown.
Imagine.
Give Crown a call.
Imagine tell that them, on your resume right now.
Tell them I sent you. Do you know what that would be like, going to Crown a tradie technician? Like going to the Top Gun Academy.
Oh, tell me more, Mickey.
The best of the best. I feel the need. The need. Well, not for a lot of speed, just to kind of drive
sensible.
Around slowly.
That's right.
I feel the need to pick it up and
put it down.
See, here's the problem. Turn it up. Keep it coming. What would your call sign be on the forklift?
Look, I think I'd be Q-ball.
I'm thinking Poo Jogger. Poo Jogger, this is Maverick. I'd be Mr. Percival.
Okay, you're Mr. Percival, right?
Or Butterbean. I don't want Butterbean.
Okay, well, remember that when we're talking on
Poo Jogger, this is Butterbean.
Go ahead.
I'm right behind you doing 6 kilometres an hour.
Is that you putting up?
No, I'm putting it down.
You're putting it down. Look out.
Sit on your helmets. See, this is the problem with the academy.
Mm.
It's hard to get into because some guys, you know what they're good at?
What's that?
Picking it up.
And?
Well, no. Other guys are good at putting it down.
Oh, I see.
But not many can pick it up
and put it down. See, that's what you get at the academy, isn't it?
That's what you do when you get to the Crown Academy. Well done, Crown.
Crown.
This is forklift heaven.
Now is the time to call them and ask for a job because they're hiring right now. And tell them Mick sent you as well.
Well Crown said, Poo Jogger.
Thank you so much.
This is Butterbean.
Mr. Percival.
There is nothing like a Crown for picking it up and putting it down.
Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
And that's it for the show
today. We are done and dusted.
I can't wait tonight to watch Channel 7, 8:30.
Around the country.
Yeah, so you're going everywhere tonight, live, aren't you?
It's our front bar games special.
So
good. It is unbelievable. Grant Hackett. Check.
Oh, awesome.
Anna Mears, check.
Oh, wow.
Raylene Boyle, check.
Legend.
Titus O'Reilly on the show today, check.
So good.
Everyone's coming along. I'll be in a tracksuit. Hello, girls. Dinner's on. This is as good as it gets. As a preview to the next 2 weeks, you're all at home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Olympics is going to get you through lockdown.
Of course it is. It's something to look forward to. So you, Andy Lee, who we had on earlier.
Andy Lee and Sam Pang. Have you heard of him?
I love him.
He's a young up-and-comer.
He's a ripper.
Gets
all
it
right
occasionally.
8:30 tonight, Channel 7.
Baby.
Get amongst that. That's it for us today. We are back tomorrow to drive you home again. I believe Adam Rosenbach is going to join us tomorrow. That'll be great for a Friday.
Very good.
Clown of the Week as well. A few nominations already coming through early for Clown.
Yeah. Who are you thinking?
Oh, no, just bit of just a bit of correspondence from someone missing yesterday. But anyway, that'll be Clown tomorrow. Back to Drive You Home again.
Here we go.
Malloy on Triple M.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show podcast. And there's nothing like a Crown forklift for picking it up and putting it down. They're never far away from where you are in cities, suburbs and country towns across Australia. With guaranteed reliability and superior quality. Check them out at crown.com or call 131 604.